Mind Food Radio, and we welcome the rock star of New Zealand chefing to the show this morning. Hello, Josh Emmett.
How are you?
Good. You really are the equivalent of a celebrity chef in New Zealand, aren't you? You're it.
I don't know. Well, it's nice of you to say so, but it doesn't always feel like a walk in the park, if that's what it's supposed to be. No, I lead a pretty flat out life, but that's probably bits of my own doing, and it's the way I like it, and it's part of the job. So
yeah. So how you do lead a pretty flat tack life? Do you have a manager of some description? Because I'd imagine that you've got bits and pieces going on all over the show. Do you feel like a kid with ADHD?
A little bit. Look, I've got I have an agent, of course, and a PA, but that's pretty much it. And my wife helps me with a hell of a lot of stuff as well. So it's not like I have a whole lot of people around sort of helping me out and doing things for me. I'm very much in control of me and what's happening and what I'm doing, which is, it makes sense for me right now.
Now, obviously, we've got MasterChef. The filming's underway for that, so that's great. And we love that. And it's lovely to see you on screen, I must say. And new judges this year, so how are they panning out?
Yeah, really great, Nikki. Al's a really good guy, and I get on really well with him. He's absolutely hilarious. And Mark's, a great restaurateur, and I didn't know him very well before we started filming up, but I, knew him well enough to say hello to him and always caught up with him when I was in his restaurants. But, really happy, and it's been... The thing for me is it fun to make? Anything that I do, it has to be, I have to enjoy it. And, I'm really enjoying this season. I've got to say, it's been a hell of a lot of fun, lots of laughs, and right. that's what it's all about.
Excellent. Well, just when everybody thought that you couldn't fit anything else in, you have, because you have a new role, Josh Emmett. What is it?
I've actually been working with Nespresso since 2013. So I've done all sorts of projects with them over the years. I've been to the coffee farms in Brazil with them to really have a look at the source and see where they get their beans from and how they're harvested and all that sort of thing. And I guess we've just formalised the relationship.
So you are now Nespresso's first New Zealand culinary ambassador.
Yeah, and they have a lot of ambassadors around the world. They're very, very into their food. Like Tetsuya and Shannon Bennett from Australia, various chefs from all over Europe, a huge amount of Michelin star chefs. Great pedigree. I went out to Brazil last year with Tetsuya and Shannon Bennett, two great chefs from Australia. But the product, and aligning with the product, it's all about, consistency for me, understanding the product. And I've had an espresso machine for about 6 years since I lived in New York. I've purchased more Nespresso machines than bloody anyone.
All right, well, you should see, maybe you can see if you can do a deal with them, Josh. Maybe.
I have got a couple that have just arrived at my door as well. So I do have lots of machines, but I seem to plough through them as well. I drink a lot of coffee. I probably should drink less, but I drink 5 or 6, 7, 8 cups a day at least.
Oh, well, look, there are worse things you can die of.
Exactly.
Three words for you, Josh: feed the backs. that sounds exciting. Congratulations on that role. That's fantastic. Mind
Thank
Food
you.
Radio speaking to celebrity chef Josh Emmett this morning. Okay, so it is Sunday night. You've had a big service on the Saturday night in your restaurant. You're kicking back on the couch with your wife. What do you eat?
What do I eat? Sundays sometimes are about cooking for the kids as well. I've got two little boys, Finn and Louie. They're 4 and 6. So, Sundays can be quite lazy for us. I might make a really nice risotto. Louie loves prawns in particular. So we try to make him something with prawns in it. And Finn eats them, but he doesn't get that excited about them. And it's quite nice on a Sunday night for us actually all to eat at the same time as
yeah.
the kids.
Oh, nice. So do you bust out a can of spaghetti every now and then?
Not really. It's been a while, actually. I must admit, since I had some spaghetti, but I am pretty... It's pretty good stuff, isn't it?
Oh, look, it's easy.
It is easy. But we try and cook... We do a lot of simple pastas and all sorts of stuff for the kids. We grate a lot of vegetables. We hide the veg. We grate them fine and hide them in everything.
I used to do that with a meatloaf, Josh. I'd put like 7 different vegetables in the meatloaf, all grated.
Yeah, you're onto it. You know what it's all about.
Tell you what, I'm sneaky. Well, Josh, best of luck with your new role with Nespresso, and we're loving having you back on our screens. To be honest, when I said to a lot of my girlfriends I was interviewing you, they all drew breath. You really are. And see, quite ironic, isn't it? So now you're basically officially the George Clooney of New Zealand, aren't you?
Well, you said it. I don't know.
Oh, come on, Josh.
You'd never turn that down, though, would you?
I mean, hell no.
George is an absolute legend.
Yes,
so,
he is. He is. Well, I think you're right up there, Josh, so you can take a bow.
Thank you, Nikki. You're very, very nice. Very nice.
You're welcome. Keep up the good work, Josh Emmett. It's been a pleasure.
Will do, and I'll see you soon.